How would you react if you heard footsteps in your home at night, only to discover you're in the presence of a soul from purgatory? Well, this happened to Padre Pio. Stay tuned to hear what happened.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. This past weekend, we celebrated two feasts, All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day. And in light of these holy days, I want to share a story from Padre Pio and the Souls in Purgatory by Father Alessio Parente. It's a beautiful account that shows Padre Pio's devotion to the souls in purgatory, something we should all take to heart, especially at this time of year. The author shares what Padre Pio himself recounted. Late one evening, while deeply immersed in prayer in the choir loft, Padre Pio was suddenly disturbed by the sound of footsteps. Looking down, he noticed a few candles and flower vases by the main altar began to move. Thinking someone was downstairs, he called out, "Who's there?" But there was no reply. I think for most of us, that would be more than enough to send us running for the door. Padre Pio, however, simply resumed his prayers. Moments later, the commotion started again. This time, he had the distinct impression that one of the candles in front of the statue of Our Lady of Grace had fallen. Wanting to see what was going on, he stood up and ventured towards the source of the disturbance. There, in the gentle glow of candlelight, he saw a young friar diligently cleaning around the altar. Surprised, Padre Pio asked, "What are you doing in the dark?" The young friar replied simply, "I'm cleaning." "You're cleaning in the dark? Who are you?" Padre Pio asked, puzzled. The young friar then revealed his true identity. "I am a Capuchin novice who must spend my time in purgatory here, and I am in need of prayers." And with that, he vanished. Moved with compassion, Padre Pio immediately began praying for this poor soul. This encounter is just one of many that reveal how close Padre Pio was to the souls in purgatory. He never forgot them, and he constantly offered his prayers and sufferings on their behalf. And we too can help them in a powerful way this week, through the gift of a plenary indulgence. From November 1st to November 8th each year, the Church grants a plenary indulgence for the souls in purgatory. To obtain this indulgence, a Catholic in a state of grace must fulfill these conditions. Visit a cemetery and pray for the dead, even if only mentally. Make a sacramental confession. Receive Holy Communion. Pray at least one Our Father and one Hail Mary for the intentions of the Holy Father. And last, be free of attachment to sin, even venial sin. Now, a few helpful notes. Confession, communion, and prayer for the Pope don't all have to happen on the same day as the cemetery visit. You have about 20 days before or after to complete them. Furthermore, one confession can cover multiple indulgences, but a separate communion and prayer for the Pope are needed for each indulgence. And remember, we're allowed only one plenary indulgence per day. By following these steps, we can perform an act of immense charity. We can literally help empty purgatory one soul at a time. And you can be sure Padre Pio, who dedicated so much of his life to praying for these souls, would be urging us to take advantage of this grace. So let's not let these days pass by unused. Let's pray, let's offer sacrifices, and let's help empty purgatory. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.